It's now time for Bomber Basketball, live on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Brought to you in part by Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Locker Room Sporting Goods. Now we go live to courtside with our correspondent, Matt Sharp.
And good evening from Greene County Tech High School in Paragould. We are proud to bring you tonight's broadcast of Mountain Home Bomber Basketball, tonight's doubleheader, that is. And we will start, as we normally do, by welcoming you into the Lady Bombers pregame show. Mountain Home getting ready to take on the Lady Eagles of Greene County Tech. And for these Mountain Home teams, this will be the last of three consecutive road trips for the Bombers and Lady Bombers. And for this girls' matchup, Mountain Home coming into a game to this game with a record of 12-9 overall. Right now in the 5A East, they are 4-4 and in a three-way tie for fourth place. Lady Bombers coming off a tough loss at Jonesboro this past Friday night, 43-40 with the final score of that game. Mountain Home had their chances there towards the end, but just a few too many turnovers. That's one thing I know Coach Del Leonard is looking to correct in tonight's contest. As for Tech, they are currently 9-10 overall, 2-6 in the 5A East. The Lady Eagles got beat up by Nelson this past Friday night, 70-43. As for the previous matchup between these two teams, this was a game that needed an extra period. It went to overtime. Mountain Home came out on top by a score of 56-48. That was the Lady Bombers' first conference victory of the season. And so Mountain Home is looking to maybe not get into overtime, but at least duplicate the results that they had from last week. Real quickly, we want to let you know what else is going on in the 5A East tonight. Searcy is at West Memphis. Jonesboro is actually just across on the other side of town from us, over at Paragould High School, to take on the Rams. And also tonight, Nettleton is at Marion this evening. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check our starting lineups in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Greene County Tech. You're listening to the Lady Bombers pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game. ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today, The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Welcome you back to the Lady Bombers pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home is getting ready to take on Greene County Tech tonight here in Paragould. Taking a look at the starting lines for both teams, Mountain Home's actually switching theirs up a little bit. They're going to go with Peyton Husky, a 5'6 senior, Emma Martin, a 5'7 junior, Anna Grace Foreman, a 6'2 junior, a 6'1 senior, and Kyra Penn, And joining the starting lineup tonight is a 5'6" sophomore, Emily Payne. She had a couple of big threes there to help mount a comeback for Mountain Home last night, late against this past Friday night, late against Jonesboro. Green County Tech in their home whites, coached by Matt Dean. By the way, Mountain Home coached by Dale Leonard. Green County Tech's going with four seniors, Tiffany Gramley, Sabrina Kellett, Shelby Adams, and Kinley Pritchard. And rounding out the starting lineup is Brooke Barnes, a sophomore. That's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers pregame show. We'll come back as this game tips off in just a moment. Mountain Home and Green County Tech coming up next. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.